Hey friends, welcome back. It's good to see you. Last week we talked about the synod on synodality and some confusion that is resulting from it. Then, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, what do we have? War that breaks out with Israel and Hamas. It just seems to me that we've entered this diabolical disorientation. We are seeing before us the fruits of sin, confusion, injustice, war. And what should our response be? Well, regarding the war with Israel and Hamas, there's been calls for prayer. And I would say now's the time to pick up those rosary beads and pray. To pray for peace, pray for reparation for sin. It's absolutely necessary. I would add something else, though. Prayer in this sense is not enough. And the reason why I will say that is because Our Lady said that. I would ask you to remember when she appeared to the Fatima children. And she appeared to them, and what did she say? Pray, pray very much. Make sacrifices for sinners. For many souls go to hell because there is no one to offer prayers and sacrifices for them. So Our Lady appeared to these children, asking them to pray, but not just to pray, but to make sacrifices for reparation for sin. This is what is missing. Because in order, and I think this is unpopular, because in order to call people to make sacrifices for sin, you have to acknowledge that there's sin, that there's a sin problem. And no one wants to acknowledge that there's a sin problem in the world or in the church. And so therefore, how can you make sacrifices for sin if sin does not exist or is very hard to see? The second thing is this, Our Lady said to make sacrifices. Why? Because many souls go to hell. Because no one is praying for them. No one is sacrificing for them. This is something that, in my opinion, has been lost. This message has been lost within the church, particularly in the Synod on Synodality. There is no obvious reference to calling people to conversion, calling people to turn from sin, calling people to submit themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. These basic things that are necessary for effective evangelization. If you remember, the very first sermon that the apostles undertook when they went from that upper room after they heard the sound of the violent rushing wind and they were filled and went forward, what did they do? Did they go out into the streets and say, "Now, friends, let's dialogue"? No. Saint Peter said, "Repent. Be baptized." He called people to conversion. This is the message that is missing right now. And so friends, my invitation, I think our response to all of this confusion that we see, to the war that we see, is to make reparation for sin. I think this is important. I think this is necessary. Again, I'd like to remind you of the Fatima apparitions and what the angel said to the children prior to our Blessed Mother appearing. The angel said, "Make everything you do a sacrifice and offer it to God as an act of reparation for their sins by which he is offended and in supplication for the conversion of sinners." Now, some would say, well, why should I make reparation for other people's sin? You know, they got themselves into this mess. What does this have to do with me? You know, I think if that's our response, that's just Cain talking. Cain, when God comes to him, he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" If we got ourselves into a mess, let's call it a sin mess, I'm just sure glad that Jesus didn't say, "Well, they got themselves into that mess, let them get out of it themselves." See, God doesn't treat us this way. In his mercy and kindness, he comes on a search and rescue mission. He searches us out and he atones for our sin on that cross. And so Jesus invites us to play a part in the redemption of the world by offering our sacrifices to him for the atonement for sin, for reparation for sin of the world. We have to do this. We've got used to an easy Catholicism. We've got used to taking our faith casual. And when we take our faith casual, we end up a casualty. There's nothing casual about sin. There's nothing casual about the gospel. It's exciting. It's dynamic. God is calling us to eternal life, eternal happiness, union with him. This requires a response on our part to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel. And so let's participate in the saving of souls by offering our prayers, going to Our Lady, praying the rosary daily, and offering our sacrifices. Now, there's two types of sacrifices we can offer, two types of crosses, the voluntary and the involuntary sufferings of our day. The involuntary sufferings, what do they look like? Those difficulties that happen just because of life. We get sick, there's this crisis within the home, our day is interrupted, and so what could we do? We can offer those inconveniences or those sufferings, and some of them are heavy, to Jesus for the salvation of the world, for reparation for sin. So those involuntary crosses that we are forced to carry, Simon of Cyrene is an example of one who carried a cross that was forced upon him in the Gospels. And then there's those voluntary crosses that we pick up daily. How do we do this? By offering sacrifices? Well, fasting, denying ourselves in reparation for sin. Now, regarding making reparation for sin, there's 2 points. Number one, that sacrifice has got to be hard. And why hard? Because when we sin, or the sin that we're making reparation for, when that was chosen, connected to that sin was wrongly chosen pleasure in some form. And so we make up for that by choosing something hard to make up for the sacrificing for the wrongly chosen pleasure. So we bring suffering or hardship upon ourselves willingly. If you look at Adam and Eve in the garden, there was pleasure that was attached to the fall. So what happened? Eve sees the fruit and it's delightful to the eye. So she experiences the pleasure of delight when looking at the fruit, which God says, don't touch, don't eat. So she experiences the delight. And when she takes it and she eats and Adam eats, what happens? The experience, the pleasure of eating. And so in our reparation for sin, what we do is we make it hard to make up for wrongly chosen pleasure associated with the sin that we're making reparation for. Secondly, besides it being hard, we have to bear the cross with patience. St. Thomas says, if the scourges which are inflicted by God on account of sin become in some way an act of the sufferer, they acquire a satisfactory character. Now they become an act of the sufferer insofar as he accepts them for the cleansing of his sins by taking advantage of them patiently. If, however, he refuses to submit to them patiently, they do not become his personal act in any way, and they are not of a satisfactory character. If we're fasting, or we're grumbling about those involuntary sacrifices or crosses in our life, then we're really not carrying that cross very well. We have to carry it with patience. And this is a lesson from Jesus. He did not grumble against his cross. He embraced it. He did not fight it. And so those are two lessons for us when we are making reparation for sin. Number one, it's got to be hard. It's caused some sort of discomfort. And number two, we have to bear that cross with patience. But let us not sit back and do nothing. I'll add one more thing here. If we're getting caught up in watching YouTube videos more than we take seriously the prayer, the message of sacrificing and prayer and reparation for sin, then something's off balance. I have nothing to against watching, obviously, YouTube videos on the state of the church or on the war. We get informed. But it should move us, therefore, to action. And that action has to be prayer. That action has to be offering sacrifice and reparation for sin. Otherwise, we're just feeding our curiosity. And sometimes our curiosity with scandals and crises within the church is very unhealthy. These videos that we watch, and maybe this one could be classified as one, should motivate us to seek Jesus, turn from sin, to pray, and to offer sacrifice. So let's do that. Let us not sit back and just watch another video. Share with me below your thoughts. I'd love to learn from you. See you soon. God bless you.